Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey, Kiri. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. It's Ross Martin here. I've got Zach, a little guinea pig.
Yes.
Or a couple of little guinea pigs. I was wondering, I've got... Zach passed away, so he's gone now.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ross.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. We got a bit more out of him, but it was hard.
Yeah.
Two months ago he passed away. So
oh, dear.
I don't know whether Vanessa wants any sort of feedback to give that cardio guy down in Brisbane that I told you to, but we'll cover that later.
Yeah.
I've got Casper, who's on meloxicam dosage.
Yeah.
What's his actual... He's the roots on his teeth are growing out and giving him pain.
Okay.
So I was wondering if I could do a phone consultation with Vanessa today, or it doesn't have to be a phone. I'll just pay for a phone consultation.
Yeah.
I've increased the dosage rate from one. It was 0.15 originally.
Yep.
And I dropped it down to 0.1.
Mhm.
And then I have had to increase it to 0.1 back to 0.15.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yep. No.
Yeah. Cool. So I was going to go and euthanize him today, but I've looked at him and gone, do I have to, or can I increase the dosage rate to, you know, make him last a little bit longer?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, no, that would be a Vanessa question in regards to increasing medications and stuff. I'm not sure if that's at the top end of what he can have or not.
But
how's he coping on the 0.15? He's not doing too well?
That's the thing. Like, you know, it's... He nibbles at his chest, like he puts his head over and he's biting, he turns his head from one side to the other and he's biting along the thing. And I guess that's where the roots must be, in his teeth, down in his throat there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like every now and again he just gets, like he got fixated last a week ago. I thought that I was going to have to euthanize him that Friday night a week ago.
Yeah.
Because he just got fixated. He wouldn't stop doing it. He just went. And I'm going, mate, stop.
Yeah.
But he seems to do that. Like, you know, he'll get on the water bottle, and I think he forgets or something what he's actually doing, and he just drinks. And I'm going, wait, you stop, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just every now and again, he, you know, I think, oh, poor bugger, is he in pain? I don't, you know.
Yeah, like, is it possible for you to bring him in? Like, it's because over the phone consultation, she won't be able to really see exactly the extent of what's going on with Casper and everything like that. It's something that she would need to do more as a physical consult than over the phone. Were you just wanting to know whether or not you can increase the meloxicam? Is that what you're wanting to know over the phone?
Yes, that's what I would like to know. Kiri, that would be great if I could find that out.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. If it's okay with you, Ross, what I can do, if that's the only question that you've got for Vanessa, I can ask her when she's free and then find out for you and give you a call back. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great, Kiri.
Yes.
So you're
currently giving 0.15 mils. Now, I'll just double look at that.
When you look at the bottom of the syringe, it goes 1, 2...
Yeah.
Well, I'm going in between 1 and 2.
0.15, yeah. No, that's fine. And are you doing that once or twice a day?
Twice a day.
Okay. And with this drinking, is it something that started that he's drinking more of, or is it something he's been doing for quite a long time?
Well, he's probably done it all the time, Vanessa, I think. It's hard to tell when his mate died. Like, you know, his mate died 12 months ago. And
yeah.
You know, how much was he drinking? How much was Alan drinking?
Yeah. Now, are you, because we've got his last recorded weight as 910 grams, that was in May, the end of May. Would he have lost any weight, or is it possible to get a weight on him so we know exactly how heavy he is?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. I can do that and bring you back if you like.
No, that would be good. Just that would just give us an idea whether or not we can increase that dose rate, or whether or not we need to drop it depending on his weight. If he has lost weight.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped weight. He's actually put weight back on.
Excellent.
Last time I weighed him, I think it was, and I wrote it down. I just have to find the book, but. Last stock was 940. Is up now 940. What did you say that you had there?
910 grams is what we had on the 26th of May.
Okay. Yep.
So how long has he been back up onto the 0.15 dose rate?
For a while now.
For a while? Okay.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll find out from Dr. Vanessa. Now, is this number that you're phoning on the best one to call you back on?
Yeah, absolutely. Kiri, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll find out the dose rate there. And then, yeah, like if you are concerned about Casper's quality of life, like if he's doing well or whether or not you need to make that call, that would probably be more of a physical consult with Dr. Vanessa. She'll be able to let you know further from a consult. But I can definitely find out the dose rate question for you and give you a call back there, Ross.
Yeah, lovely. That would be great. No problem. I'm just having a look at the weights there.
Like, is Casper still able to eat okay?
Well, he does everything right, Kiri. He's running around. He probably gets a bit slow. He's like, he's coming up to 9 years old, so he's not a young piggy anymore either.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, like, you know, I spent all night trying to convince myself that I was going to go and put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
And then got up this morning and I fed him like I normally do, and he interacts, he does everything right. And now he's laying down resting, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like if he's still eating, got some, will about him, then that's a good thing, as long as he's not having difficulty chewing that food or prehending the food and eating it. That's the other thing. But, yeah, if you can have a look at his weight, if it's changed dramatically from 910 grams, give me a call back. But otherwise, once I can touch base with Dr. Vanessa and find out this... whether or not we can alter this dose rate and increase it, I will get back to you.
Yeah, okay. And the dose, and his body weight would be a little bit heavier than that 910.
Okay, yeah, no. Do you have scales at home that you could weigh him on?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so if you can just weigh him on the scales, even if you want to just shoot us an email with the weight, or if it's easier just to give us a quick call back with what his weight is, and then we can work out whether or not we can alter this dose rate.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then maybe see if Vanessa wants any feedback on Zach.
Yep. No, certainly. Will do. Okay. Not a problem there, Ross. I will find out for you and give you a call back.
Thanks a lot, Kerry. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.